Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Sir Elton bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen.
Leave on this war wound like a crown. It causes child Jesus.
Pretty sure that was the very first one for him way back when he first broke into the U.S. Leave on. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer, founder and principal of the Meyer Group, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, still one of my favorite books in my entire library. We're talking about why you should and how to get big businesses to become your customers. Peter, the table is yours.
Thank you. Well, let me pick up with where you were a few minutes ago and lay out, let's say, three secrets, the three key secrets that you want to in order to make this work. If you're going to sell to a large corporation, the first secret is don't go looking for the buyer. There is no single buyer in large corporations. It's always a committee. And there's, if somebody says to you, I'm the buyer, avoid them. Go around them because they're not. Mm-hmm. In large organizations, as you know, it is, you want to find the person of influence who can help you make things happen, not the person who has the check writing authority.
That you know what? You know what I tell them? I say, I tell big companies, when they talk to me, I tell them, I'm not looking for business. I'm looking for partners.
And so then what you want
I'm
to
not
do
even looking
want...
for customers. I'm looking for somebody where it's a good fit for both of us.
Right. And so that means you need to go back to what you talked about in the first segment of our show this morning. You need to find out what's important to them, what really matters to them, helping move the business forward. So you find a key influencer, and instead of saying, here's what I think you want, you have to find a way to be quiet and ask them what they need to move their business forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is key to making this work. 99% of the people, unlike you, who go into the large corporations, 99% of the people go in saying, here's what I got to sell. The 1% who thrive there go in saying, let me find a person of influence. And number two secret, let me ask them what's important for them moving the business forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then, with that person, you ask the second question, which is, who are the stakeholders inside the company who need to, you need to make this happen?
Let me stop.
Five people.
Let me ask you a question. Back on this, buyer, who don't search for the buyer. When you ask somebody these questions, let's say that they hear everything you just said, and they do a perfect job of asking the contact that's in front of them the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Won't the answer to those questions tell them whether they're in front of the right person or not?
Absolutely.
That's the reason you got to ask this question, because
yes.
What you have to realize is the people I would meet, Peter, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, would probably be the decision maker who would cut a deal with me.
Right.
Today, the people I meet probably work for that person.
Or that
and can recommend me, but they won't make the decision.
Right. Or more happens more and more in large corporations. The decision making is dispersed because they're afraid to make decisions.
That's right. So
you they
said
need
that.
To have a community.
Believe what he just said, ladies and gentlemen. That is the truth. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So they need a community, and you can help them identify the community and work with the community. You go find the stakeholders. You find a sponsor who has a lot of influence and a problem to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be problems to solve. Then ask him or her to show you to the stakeholders and go talk to them individually to find out if they feel a problem and how they would define success about it. Talk to them individually. And don't, number three secret, don't go around proposing a solution. Not only do you not know their business well enough to do that, but they don't want to hear solutions.
Right.
They want to make sure they are understood first. Listen so you can propose later.
If you can't make any contact of a big business believe that you will be a resource for them, and even if they don't know exactly what that resource is going to be, if you can't come across them in the early stages that you're prepared to be versatile and adjust to what they need, they're going to see you as a vendor who has something to sell, and that's not going to work.
Right. You want to be a partner, you got to agree with you entirely. And if you're a partner, you don't go in saying, here's what you need. If you're a partner, you go in saying, so tell me what the problem mm-hmm. is you want to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the question. What is the problem that you, Mr. or Ms. Person of Influence, want to solve? And who needs to be involved in helping solve that problem? Let's build a solution as a group to help solve that problem. And I want the whole group to be building a solution. I want them to feel ownership. And
would
that
you
won't
also,
happen if I propose.
Would you also ask them, would you mind telling me what you've done so far to deal with this?
Yes. You would ask that.
That's huge information right there, isn't it?
Yes. And if you ask them individually, you then suddenly become the only person who knows all those answers.
That's a really important point.
Puts you right in the center of their solution structure.
And you'll
become
find,
essential.
And you'll find out who's got the right perspective. I mean, you'll find out if the first person you met, if their problem is just kind of a logistic one, then that's probably not the person you want to talk to. If the next person is talking about something that's more existential, that's different, isn't it?
True, it's very true that most of the people you talk to will start with a simple problem. Then when you ask more detail, you get to a really important fundamental problem that they must resolve or their business stops. I mean, the next segment I'll give you some examples if you want. But
what you really do need, though, fairly quickly to find out where the decision, at what level and what the makeup of the decision makers are going to be, don't you?
You need to go find the people of influence who make things happen.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna ask. Peter said, it's worth the trouble going after them. But there's some things you need to know. That's kind of the new trouble that you have to deal with, including getting paid. Tintil, right back with Peter Meyer Group, GRP, MeyerGroup.com. Check his website out. You'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.